Really very, very, very pleased to have on the line the executive manager at the IEB, Margie Luquet, to speak to us today following the matric results. Margie, thank you for being with us and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Thank you for being with us. It really is appreciated. I'm sure there's huge demands on you at this time of the year. I thought perhaps you could start off by explaining the your world is filled with so many acronyms, IEBs, IBs, you name it. Where does IEB fit into all this?
The IEB is actually the Independent Examinations Board, and we were established way back already in 1989. So we've been in existence for quite a long time. We don't only serve the school market, we serve the adult market as well.
So just for my understanding, you're not a separate curriculum. Or are you an examination standards board?
We don't offer a separate curriculum. We offer the same curriculum as we offer the NCS that is offered by the state as well. But we offer our own assessment guidelines. So we assess subjects quite differently to the manner in which the department assesses the subjects.
So, for example,
in English, where the department would have three question papers, the IEB would only have two question papers. So there are many differences in the way we assess the same curriculum.
Margie, why was there historically and even currently a need for an IEB?
Well, historically, the IEB started way back at the time when there were the various departments and where children at a school, because of their color, had to write different exams. Although they were sitting in the same classroom.
Really?
Colored children had to write the department from the House of Representatives.
Wow.
And so forth. And that is where the IEB actually came into being.
So if
it's still relevant today, the answer would be yes, because we do need alternates and we do have options. So we're providing a different choice.
Okay, so you've set the context for us. Now let's talk about your IEB results countrywide. I presume the IEB is an exam written countrywide. Why don't you give us an overview? Current set of results. What's your feeling as a representative on the IEB on the results attained countrywide?
Well, again, we're satisfied and we're very pleased with the results. The results are consistent and we're happy about the consistent results that we do get. And what more can I say? We're very glad to receive the results that are so consistent.
Interestingly, I was listening to an interview. I do not recall the exact name of the body, but it's the Progressive Students Association or something like that. Really criticizing the fact that there are so many different authorities and calling for nationalization of education and clearly taking a very strong stance against private schools. What is the stance of the IEB in this regard?
Well, I'm sure according to the Constitution, there is choice and we do provide that choice.
Margie, thank you for talking to us. We really do appreciate it. That's where we're going to leave it. And, we saw from the guest we had yesterday and most of the Jewish schools who write this exam had absolutely superb results. That is for sure. As I said, their theme is going to continue with matric results, and we'll be talking at 4:45 this afternoon to the Executive Dean of the Faculty of Education, Professor Sarah Gravett, getting the take on the results, but this time from the perspective of the universities.